In this episode, I'm looking forward to sharing a conversation I had with Tommy Wakefield. Tommy works with the SWAP, which is an app that helps churches effectively track their outreach, but beyond that, makes a really intentional way of making personal connections with people using the power of software. See, even though Tommy is in the business of software, he really understands the value of personal connection. As a business leader or a church leader, a lot of times we can get really caught up in the process of the process, if you will, and we kind of forget about the personal element and the people factor. And so Tommy really encourages us in this conversation to make the personal touch a part of the process. This is a really great conversation, and I'm looking forward to sharing it with you. I'm your host, Luke Clayton, and welcome to the Must Increase podcast. And something that I've heard too, when it comes to, you talk about what you can do and automated, but even just digitally, you know, with things like emails and social media and whatnot, is, you know, it's a really good practice. And again, this isn't just for churches, this would be for anybody, is sure, use those methods to try to make those digital touches, if you will, but those should not be your primary way of, you know, engaging people. In terms of what I mean by engaging people is getting them to maybe come to your church or come back to your church or take a next step at your church. And they should not be there. Your primary way should not be to do that or to get them to do that just through your automated digital processes. And also, that's not all you need to be doing on those digital platforms. What you need to be focusing on those digital platforms is sharing stuff, sharing content with them and reaching out to them and providing them value. So for example, posting something on social media that might just be an encouraging passage of scripture or a quote or something that, again, just kind of provides them a little, just a little nugget of value there, or sending in an email saying, hey, here is, you know, a sermon that was preached at our church recently. I thought you might enjoy it. You know, all of that could certainly be automated, but what you're doing is you're sharing them something that just provides them value. You're not asking anything in return. Though, like I said, if you build the personal into the process, well, that's when you can really make that authentic connection. And if there is any ask that you need to make of, hey, I want you to, you know, I want you to come to our church, I want you to visit, or man, would you think about getting plugged into this small group or class or whatever like that? That's where you can really make those big, if you will, asks to get them to go to the next step, because those personal connection, those moments of personal connection are going to hold so much more value to the person than just, oh yeah, here, I'll shoot you an email. I really think that's a good thing to, if you're thinking, well, no, we're not saying don't use these digital methods. We're saying use them appropriately. But again, I keep coming back to this, building that personal into the process.
Yeah. And I completely agree with all of that. So what kind of we have built is a very organic way to connect with people. Of course, the door-to-door is a way, but then the follow-up and the prospecting is all, it's very, you know, organic based. You got to go visit that person or literally click on it to send them a text, and it's given to the members. And that's, I think, what sets apart what we've built and why we've built it the way we did, is it gives your church members the tools they need to do that on their own time. And I would even go further and say that it gives you as church leadership the tools to equip them and train them to do this, because it's something that every church should be very deeply involved in, is equipping your members to reach people, you know, your neighbors, your friends, your family, and you know, they should be trained in such a way that they should be fulfilling the Great Commission. I would think that that's still something, I would hope that that's still something in every church is the Great Commission and giving people the good news and the gospel. And that's, you know, the church member's responsibility. Of course, there's automation and there's systems and there's good staff that are capable of growing a church, but it just robs us of what I think that is the duty of the church, is just loving people the way that Christ loved us. And it's, you know, when we have zero desire to love people and reach people and touch people the way that we were reached and touched by the love of God or the grace of God or the goodness of God, then to me, there's just kind of something wrong. You know, I think when somebody gets saved in a church, they develop that desire instantly, you know, and we've had people saved recently in our church and they want to, like, you know, what can I do? You can just tell they're like itching, you know, I want to reach people and I want to, and so people want that, to be able to bring that amazing truth that they just received and give it to somebody else. And I think that's a very natural thing that should exist in the church. And if they don't, you know, have the tools to do it, it can make it a lot harder. I can't say it's impossible, but it can make it, a little more tricky. And so if your church is just set up in such a way that they can download an app, kind of manage and pray for people that they meet and follow up on them on their own and text them and visit them and bring them gifts, it helps a lot. And I think that brings back into focus really the main thing. You know, I hear it a lot, the main thing, keep the main thing the main thing. Really, the main thing is not a, it's not a system of, it's not a system. It's not a process. It's just people. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. I mean, I've told pastors this before. I've said it on, you know, podcast and YouTube content that I put out before. You know, I'll have people ask me, you know, because they see me as a, you know, you do media, you do marketing, you know, all this stuff. You know, what can we do? What can we do to get more people to get more people in our church? And sure, again, there are some practical steps that you can take just from a marketing perspective and a media perspective that are, you know, just kind of best practices. But at the end of the day, I always say there's no hack, there's no secret that I can tell you that is going to replace your church really functioning as at its core as what a church is intended to do. So, for example, there's nothing that I can tell you that's going to make your church more appealing, or like I said, more magically, you know, get more people than to do a few of the basics. And one of those is to create a culture within your church that wants to reach other people. And like you were just saying, people, when they first come to Christ, there's a transformation that happens. And so many times they're like, okay, so what do I do now? How, man, this is really good news. How can I share that? And then if you don't have, you know, a way for them to, you know, get plugged in almost immediately, or if all you say is, well, you know, if you find anybody, have them fill out this card and get back to us and we'll get back. You know, I mean, if you just, again, you make it so systematic and so hierarchy, like such a hierarchy of structure there, you know, but that can be really discouraging to them. And then it's not that, because, you know, I've heard, you know, all kinds of, you know, different perspectives and whatever. And I'll hear, you know, some pastors get frustrated. They say, well, our people just don't want to reach people. It's like, well, no, they do. But you ever considered that it seems like they don't want to reach people because there's just no good, I know we're saying that's not about a system, but if you will, there's no good system in place that allows them to reach people. So if you can cultivate that heart within your church of a desire to reach people and a desire to invite people, there's nothing that is no, like I said, no tip, no trick, no hack that's going to replace that culture of wanting to invite others. Because at the end of the day, yeah, like we keep saying, most people are going to come to church because somebody reached out to them and personally invited them. They're going to get plugged in because of that, not because they saw an email or a billboard or whatever it may be. Yes, that's going to happen. But at the end of the day, it's all about authentic connection. And again, that's what I love about what you guys do there with your software and how that's, that mindset seems to be at the core of what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's what we're passionate about. That's why it's called, I guess, the soul winning app.
Yeah.
The church, I guess, you know, should exist for the purpose of bringing people to Christ and fishing for men. That's what Jesus told us. Follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. And it's kind of just all of us along the path. That's where we're all at. And really, it's what we're passionate about. And I think anything we introduce, like feature-wise or is going to be really with that focus and that philosophy behind it, that it's for the member, which to me, that's the church. It's for the church. It's, you know, for the purpose of getting people born again. You know, it's for getting people the message of the good news, the gospel, the, you know, however it is you want to say it, so that your church can grow the way it ought to. I think just growth in numbers is superficial, but growing with real growth, multiplication, you know, if only two people in your church are out there and they're staff members, you know, and they're the ones doing all of the investing in people, to me, that's not multiplying. You know, those two people are multiplying, but the church, you know, that's it would probably be more accurate to say those people are the church, but those two people are the church. But yeah, multiplication and reaching people and growth. And yeah, it's what we're all about. We're focused on.
So, Tommy, just to recap, in terms of what your app does, I know you've kind of given us some of the high points, but, and I know you guys are kind of ever expanding your features and that's really cool. But, you know, what, if you will, again, kind of give me the pitch, if you will, of somebody of what value is a church going to get from using your app, and then what can it do, if you will? Like, I know we've talked about it, we've touched on it, but if you had to say, hey, here's why you need to give it a try, what would be your kind of your pitch in that way?
Okay. So I can screen record. Can I screen share? I do have
all yeah, yeah. Up. I think go for it. I think you're able to, you should be able to do that. Go ahead and give that a shot. See if Zoom allows us to do that. Okay, cool. Yep, there we go.
So verbally speaking, I would just say it gives every one of your members the ability to use the app. No matter how many members you have, you could have 20,000 members. They can all use it. You know, there's no cap on that. And the second audible pitch would be, it's cheap. It's affordable. Yeah. You know, it's $40 a month for your whole church to use. And it's a tool that your whole church can use, no matter what size it ever grows to. So it's affordable. And so when it comes to the door-to-door functionality, this is kind of the interface we would kind of look at here. You know, you can manage all of your door-to-door outreach. Let's see if I'm, you know, you just kind of section off your town into some quadrants or something, make some smaller individual maps. You can see them all. You can see the progress along the way, which ones are done and which ones still need to be done. You can see a full progress overview of everything. And, but when it comes down to the people part of it, you know, there's the prospect list. And so every church member that saves a prospect, they all come back here to the prospect list. We'll look at the map view here. And so we can see every prospect as an administration. I'm using the website here. This is the phone over here I got pulled up. So on the website, as your administrator will be overseeing everything. You'll be able to see all the prospects. You can organize them into folders over here. We got, you know, door to door, church visitors, baptism, you know, whatever folders you want to organize them into, you can organize them. You can share these prospects. If I click share here, I can share this with any one of the church members that are in our church that have the app. They can go follow up on this person. You know, if I meet somebody that's a lady, a single lady, and there's a singles ladies ministry leader, and you know, I'm a man and I met her, it may be more appropriate to send that person back or something, you know, something like that. There's scenarios where sometimes a contact will get transitioned over to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's kind of the interface here, but on the church member side of it, your church members see kind of the same door-to-door interface for the maps. I can click on each one of these quadrants, see what needs to be done, see what, you know, same thing. You know, I can zoom in, click on the maps, and check into this street. And when I check in, you know, it's saying I'm going to do this map, kind of assigns it to me. And uh-huh. And while I'm here with the door-to-door functionality, it really makes it simple to save prospects, because I just click on houses. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, save a prospect, and it pulls up their address already. I'm not trying to write down their address on a 3x5 while I'm standing out there in the middle of the street that I don't know the name of. And all of that, you know, it streamlines it. And I can't tell you how many people that I was like, oh, this is a good prospect, you know, before the app came around and I was in college, and I wrote down their house number because that was all I knew, and their name. Because I didn't know what street I was on. The map was in the car, you know, I'm standing in the middle of the street and the street name's on that end and this end, and I'm here in the middle. So I get in the car and I'm thinking, you know, I put it in my pocket and think, oh, I'm going to come back, you know, we're going to drive by the street sign. I'm going to write down the street sign. And it never happened.
Yeah.
So you lose it. So, you know, It seems simple. It's like, oh, you know, clicking on a house, that's not that big of a feature. But the alternative is like, you know, writing it on a cave with, you know, with the cavemen.
It's
such an archaic.
Yeah. Well, my thing is if I'm using, if someone hands me a piece of paper, I'm going to lose it. So that's just what is going to happen almost 100% of the time. So I always tell something, hey, if you really want me to have important information, you better figure out a way to get it to me digitally. So this definitely prevents that.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, of course, they can save it, write down the name. You know, first name's the only thing necessary because you don't always get their last name. And notes are taggable. So if you get VBS prospects or bus prospects or, you know, ladies ministry prospect, you just tag the notes and then they can be kind of organized up on the dashboard that way. From here, you can, you know, members can, I'll show you that in a second here, but once you save a prospect, it's just pinned right there. You know, I can click on him and see his name, and there's a bunch of other stuff. But in a nutshell, that's kind of the door-to-door, the ease of use for the door-to-door. When I'm done, I just check out, you know, I did 58 doors. And, you know, it really is as simple as that. So I can come back here and I could see the map that I just did right here is red now, which means I completed it. Right here while I'm talking to you on Zoom. So, the prospects, the church members get the whole list of their prospects. They see all of this. They can, you know, see a map view of them, click on them, visit them, notate them, all everything that they need. I can share this with somebody else from the app to another person or the pastor or something. So all of that functionality that you could imagine you would want for prospecting is there for the members.
Yeah. So I want to pause and say this, you know, like I said, there's probably, several out there that, you know, like I said, you may have arrived at this conclusion before or after the pandemic time. And you might say, you know, the whole door to door, whatever, talking to people, that's just not really something we want to pursue. And I understand, again, kind of like we said, the intrusive aspect that can come with that. You know, we were talking about how, you know, putting people in an uncomfortable situation to discuss spiritual matters. Yeah, I can understand that. However, and this kind of circles back to what you said about the, you know, the pray and go or something like that. And really, that would be the kind of broader term with that would be canvassing, you know, where you just leave something on people's door. You don't necessarily go out of your way to try to talk to them, although if the opportunity arises, you can. I'm just going to throw this out there as a thought, just from a very practical perspective. It is interesting. The same churches sometimes that'll say, yeah, I'm not really into the whole, you know, door-to-door thing. Well, they'll also spend thousands of dollars on bulk mail. And bulk mail has a place. It can be useful. But if you have volunteers and a team of people, if you will, like you said, kind of that, you know, they want to do something to get the word out, and you can get them to go. And if nothing else, just canvas doors. Just, hey, we're going to go. We're going to leave door hangers, information about maybe you do some type of, hey, we prayed for you approach, or just, hey, look, you know, we got a VBS coming up or whatever it is. And if you can mobilize people to do that, you know, you can cover a lot of ground. You can make, again, that personal touch where, you know, because people, when they see something on their door, they're like, oh yeah, this didn't just come in the mail. Somebody actually took the time to bring this by, even if they didn't interact with you. And so I'm just throwing that out there as a thought. And what your platform here does is allows people to track all of that. You know, so even if you don't want to push the whole, well, we don't want to make people talk to people, that's okay. You could still use this app to track what you're doing in terms of, hey, we covered that street, we got that house. Hey, so-and-so, there was somebody in their yard out there that happened to strike up a conversation, so we can actually have a note of that. I think this is incredibly valuable. And then beyond that, like we said, we're going back to that prospect list of being able to see who you have contacted, who has, you know, gotten connected with your church, and being able to follow up with them and track that. And again, coming back to the whole kind of mindset around this conversation, that the fact that you're empowering the people of the church, not just the paid leadership, the people of your church to do this, I think that could be a game changer on so many levels of what your church does to reach your community.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot of power in that organic connection door to door. And I would say, even like, for instance, with the pray and go scenario, in canvassing, you know, there's people in your church that like to talk and have different gifts.
Exactly.
And while sometimes the leadership might be leery of it and think, oh, you know, that's, to me, that might be that they're not real gifted in speaking to complete strangers, but there are some people in your church that might be like extremely gifted at that, and they just thoroughly enjoy it and love it. And so sometimes even approaching, like, you know, a door-to-door outreach, if we think in our heads, if we think nobody really wants me to talk to them, then we're not going to really come across as a person that they're going to want to talk to, you know, yeah. We're going to be like, hey, you know, and maybe they did want to talk to us, but we're going to be like, hey, I just want to leave this with you, you know, bye, you know, and they may have actually really wanted to talk to us. You know, maybe they were lonely or something was happening. So when it comes to door to door, I think sometimes even just personally, totally different subject, really. I think you could probably hit on for a whole nother hour is just going into it with the right mindset. If we go into it with the wrong mindset, it's just, we're going to be really boring people to talk to.
yeah.
If we're just going out there because we care about them and, you know, we're going to pray for them and we're going to write their prayer requests down and, you know, not just for the sake of writing them down, actually pray for them. You know, it's a novel thought.
Yeah, imagine that.
Follow up on that prayer request. There's just untapped potential, I think, with just that organic, real touch, and giving your members the ability to do that. And then maybe if you don't do door-to-door regularly, you know, maybe you do a canvassing or a lot of, for instance, church plants start up and they'll canvass a whole area. It's still, the door-to-door functionality is still very usable for that, just canvassing and keeping track of that. So we built it for the church to be usable and it's usable. I just think it's just a matter of whether or not people are going to use it, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's like you said, there are, I think a lot of times, or I know a lot of times, the church management software's out there, the big names, if you will, they sell themselves on all of the automated tools and all of the workflows and all of that stuff. But like you said, there are, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, of just business marketing softwares out there and platforms that allow you to do that. So what I like about what you guys' platform does is it really stands apart in that it's like, okay, all of that stuff, if you want to do that, then literally like go sign up for Salesforce or HubSpot. You know, those will take care of your automated stuff, you know, or get MailChimp or something. No, if you want to connect with people and encourage that connection and empower your people to reach other people, then an app like this is really, I've not seen anything else like it. So with that in mind, where obviously they can download the app from the App Store, right? But in order for a church to get started using it, let us know a little bit. Walk us through that process. How does that look?
Yeah, so the church is going to go to the website and they're going to sign up, register their church. Okay, if your church doesn't exist, when your members download the app, sign up in the app, they're going to try to connect to your church and it isn't going to exist. Just the same way in the physical world, if you have a church and they come to gather together and you don't have a place for them to gather together, you know, there's, yeah. So the same digitally, you need to register your church, set it up there so that your members can flock to it and engage with the outreach that you have there. So both app stores, Google Play, Apple's, both, it's everywhere. And so the cost for the church when the church registers is $40 a month if they pay monthly, and it comes out to about $30 a month if they pay for the year. So, and there's no bells and whistles to it. There's no catches or anything. It's just, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're a missionary or something, or a church planter, and you're really trying to get started off on a budget, we work with people, on budgets. So just reach out to us. There's, you know, a chat functionality on our website. If you really can't afford it, then we'll help you out. So we just really want every church to be equipped and as efficient as they can while they're trying to just focus on reaching people and not trying to think about organizing and creating their own system. They got to keep going. Paper.
Exactly. And the website is, remind me of the website. We're going to make sure there's a link to it in the description and show notes and all that stuff. But just remind me of what that is. I don't want to misspeak and send them to the wrong website.
Yeah. So the easy to pronounce website is thesoulwinningapp.com.
Okay.
So it's longer, but it'll redirect you to the main website, to the main domain, which is theswap.io. And the swap just stands for the soul winning app. So those two websites, but yeah.
All right. Yeah. So thesoulwinningapp.com. We'll make sure the link is in the description and the show notes so that people can just click on it right there. Go check it out. Again, I highly recommend it. And I believe you offer, I don't want to misspeak again, but are you still offering like a trial period, or I know it's at least for a time there you were.
Yeah. 30 days. So
okay.
Plenty of time to figure out if you're going to use it or not. I would say it's probably more than enough time, but
yeah. Yeah, so you get a full month to figure out if it's a good fit for your church. And I will say, the guys there at Swap, like Tommy. They're really great customer support. They'll help you out. They'll walk you through, you know, getting it set up and all of that. So, yeah, if nothing else, just head over there and give it a try. You know, I mean, again, you get 30 days of it for free. So try it out. And yeah, well, Tommy, thanks for taking the time to chat with us. And I do. I hope that some more churches out there get connected with you guys. And if nothing else, let's just go back to, like I said, maybe we'll have a little bit of a shift in the way we think about the way our church operates from this outreach and connection perspective. Empower your people to connect with other people. Sure, use this app to do it. But before that, it begins with a mindset, a culture change of we're going to create a culture here where people want to reach people, and we're going to empower them to do that. So, Tommy, thanks so much for being with us. It was great talking with you.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. It's an honor.
Well, hey, thank you so much for joining us for this episode. And I do hope that if you haven't yet, you will subscribe to our YouTube channel. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the Must Increase podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, where we are giving you regular insight on all things tech and media, helping you navigate this insane media-driven society that can be so toxic, so crazy, but helping you to be a responsible, conscious consumer and even a creative contributor. So I look forward to seeing you in future episodes and videos. I'm your host, Luke Clayton. Thanks again for being with us as we continue to increase truth and inspire hope in the lives of others right here at Must Increase.